with obstructing immigration enforcement. He says Dugan intentionally misdirected federal agents away from an undocumented immigrant who was going to be arrested in Dugan's courthouse. Agents caught the man after a foot chase.
Expelled New York Congressman George Santos is in court and due to be sentenced momentarily after pleading guilty to wire fraud and aggravated identity theft. The man accused of killing United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson is due for arraignment in New York federal court shortly. CBS's Anna Schechter says prosecutors will ask for the death penalty for Luigi Mangione.
We are expecting a not guilty plea today, very likely. This is, of course, the highest charge that he's facing, the death penalty.
Russian officials say there's reason to believe Ukraine was behind the car bomb attack that killed its deputy director of military operations this morning. It's the second fatal attack on a high-ranking Russian officer in 4 months. Here's CBS's Holly Williams.
Russian officials say that Lieutenant General Yaroslav Moskalik was killed by an explosive device rigged with shrapnel and placed inside a car just outside of Moscow this morning. Moskalik was a senior figure in the General Staff of Russia's military. Russian media is reporting that the device was detonated remotely as he walked past.
President Trump has been talking about a possible deal to end the fighting in Ukraine with his negotiator Steve Witkoff in Moscow right now.
Meeting with Putin right now as we speak, and we have a lot of things going on, and I think in the end we're going to end up with a lot of good deals, including tariff deals and trade deals. We're going to make our country rich. So we're going to try and get out of war so that we can save 5,000 people a week.
That was a couple of hours ago, and a Kremlin official has just called today's talks constructive and says direct talks between Russia and Ukraine are a possibility. The president and first lady are on their way to Rome for Pope Francis's funeral, and they'll be near the front, but not in the front row tomorrow at the Vatican. Crux editor John Allen.
130 delegations from countries around the world are going to be represented here. We know that pride of place, so the first two positions in this sort of galaxy of potentates will be given to Italy, that's the Pope's adopted country, and Argentina, the Pope's native country.
Allen says hundreds of thousands of people are expected in the area for the outdoor service at St. Peter's Square. Wall Street, it's a mixed day with the Dow losing 141 points. The NASDAQ is up 69. This is CBS News.
Steel walk behind zero turn and stand on mowers are built to get the job done. Shop online or at your local Steel dealer. Steel, let's go mow.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Kenosha police were called to Bowes Elementary last week after an 11-year-old allegedly threatened a classmate with a gun and claims to have thrown it out at an area park. Police didn't find a weapon. The school district has not yet commented. A recount in the Racine County judge race confirmed Jamie McClendon's victory. Incumbent John Fredrickson gained only 8 votes. McClendon will replace Fredrickson August 1st. A 42-year-old Racine man remains in custody after holding a family of 9 hostage during a Tuesday night home invasion. The suspect was shot by officers. Investigations are ongoing. Racine's annual bridge washdowns are scheduled for next week. The State Street Lift Bridge will be closed Tuesday morning. The Main Street Bridge will be closed Wednesday. Detours will be in place as crews clean debris and salt buildup from the bridges. The 2025 Racine Post-Prom Motorcade will take place May 17th at the Racine County Fairgrounds. The procession begins at 5:50 with Union Grove High School and ends with Horlick at 8:50. And students in the universities of Wisconsin system face a nearly 3% increase in housing, food, and other fees starting next semester. It averages out to be about $300 more per student. University officials have not ruled out possible tuition hikes. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Packers pick a receiver.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay. Last night at the NFL Draft.
With the 23rd pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the 13-time world champion Green Bay Packers, for the first time since 2002, draft a wide receiver, Matthew Golden, wide receiver of Texas.
Packers president Mark Murphy, GM Brian Gutekunst on selecting Matthew Golden.
Well, I really sent in a different name, but Mark just announced what he announced, so it is what it is.
Golden's reaction on being the first receiver the Packers picked in the first round since Javon Walker.
It's always been a dream of mine to go in the first round. To know that they haven't picked a receiver since 2002, man, it's truly a blessing.
NBA, the Bucks and the Pacers for Game 3 in their playoff series tonight in Milwaukee. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Damp and dreary this afternoon, with rain rolling through and a wind down early this evening. However, high temperatures are stuck to the low 50s with breezy winds out of the north. There's a small chance of some sprinkles tonight, otherwise clearing clouds overnight with a bright and beautiful day tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 48.
Thank you very much. Paul Harvey's rest of the story, 30 seconds away, sponsored by the Racine Disc Center online at racinediscenter.com or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue.
Is chronic pain draining your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center specializes in treating chronic and severe pain that prevents you from living the life you want. From disc and knee decompression to laser therapy, they have state-of-the-art equipment that can provide life-changing pain relief without medication or surgery. Just think, by summer, you could be doing things you haven't done in years, like exercising or taking that trip on your bucket list. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go to get your life back.
Rest of the story. Regis Wilson was a 14-year young schoolgirl about to embark upon the most magical evening of her life, her first prom. It was her boyfriend's high school prom, actually. He was an 18-year-old senior at Humes High. Regis had known him for 4 months. They'd met at a birthday party from which he escorted her home. That was her first date with any boy ever, the first of many with the young man whom she would always remember as her first love. Regis was attending a strict parochial school at the time, and yet even her Catholic nun teachers would have approved of this boy. Quiet, well-mannered, the places they dated were ultimately honorable, the malt shop, the church. Sometimes the two would just sit in the swing on Regis's front porch, talking. Regis always got a good night kiss, but never the slightest suggestion of anything more daring. Then the day for which she had hoped, when her darling boyfriend asked her to his senior prom. Never was a girl lovelier on prom night. Regis wore a strapless pink taffeta dress and a pink carnation. A talented beauty school student had done her hair for free. And off she and her beau went down to the Peabody Hotel through a giant heart-shaped door and into the ballroom where dreamy music echoed from a dance band. And then young Regis Wilson, from the boy she thought she knew so well, received a confession. He said, "It was something I should have told you earlier." He said, "I'm sorry, but I can't dance. I can't dance." They sat down. The boy explained how his first girlfriend, Betty, had tried to teach him the two-step 3 years before. No matter how hard she tried, however, his clumsiness kept him from learning. And how Betty, who loved to dance, quickly found a boy who could. So he never did learn to dance. And probably never would. And yet what might have disappointed any young lady attending her first prom only made Regis Wilson smile and love her boyfriend even more. They didn't have to dance, she told him. Just walking through the heart-shaped door and being there with him was enough for her and more. And so the two listened to the music and they talked and they held hands and the magic spell remained unbroken. In fact, today, 36 years later, it's still unbroken. Regis Wilson and her shy young man were not to marry. Financial reverses forced her family to move away from Memphis that spring of 1953. And yet, although Regis married another man 3 years later and has remained happily married to him to this day, each springtime, in a secret reprise quite too deep for anyone else to reach, she drifts backward through time and through a giant heart-shaped door to a place where happiness was more than a dance and to a boy who loved her. Who loved her tenderly. but was too self-conscious to step out on the dance floor. And he never did learn to dance with a woman. He never did learn to dance with a woman, and yet solo, his dancing set countless millions of feet to dancing and set the world on fire. That sweet, awkward high school boy named Elvis Presley. Now you know the rest of the story.
Paul Harvey's rest of the story is twice daily at WRJN. 7:25 in the morning, that's the first one with Don Rosen, and again at 12:05, like you just heard here on WRJN.
Darkness, my old friend, I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound silence. In restless dreams I walked along narrow streets of cobblestone, 'neath a halo of a street lamp I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night. Touch the sound of silence, and in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices share. No one dared disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words the will of silence, and the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made, and the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming, and the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispered the sound of silence.
From Radio Park to the Heritage Museum, local news and timeless hits. WRJ.
On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. Our things ain't what they used to be. Lost more radiation underground and in the animals and birds who live nearby by night. Mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from sin? Mercy, can't you stand?
French bikini on Hawaiian Island girls. I had to look that up, but I had to wait until they invented Google to find out exactly what a French bikini was. I didn't know. I was naive. Well, Still am. I'm Dan Marcus. Thank you for joining me today. The class reunion headed back to 1962. The class of 62 being featured at 5 o'clock today. Kurt Volman's 5 o'clock class reunion. You got to catch it on WRJN.
Hey, Racine, get in on the action and join the 262 Boutique Food Drive at 2210 Rapids Drive across from Horlick High School. Now through April 27th, bring non-perishable, unexpired food items to support the Racine County Food Bank and help feed families in need. Plus, receive discounts at Midwest Market, their way of saying thank you. Market hours and drop-off times Friday 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday and Sunday 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Donations are dropped off at 262 Boutique. Let's fight hunger and spread love one can at a time.
Sick of Wisconsin's unpredictable weather ruining your golf plans? X-Golf Kenosha has you covered with new seasonal memberships. Enjoy indoor golf that's always on par no matter what's happening outside. Tee off on 50 world-class courses using their cutting-edge simulators, whether you're flying solo, bringing the crew, or sharpening your skills with the PGA Pro Ray. Don't let another season slip away. Explore the seasonal memberships at xgolfkenosha.com or swing by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road.
Need groceries without the hassle of a big box store? Cristiano Supermarket has you covered with a wide selection of everyday essentials at competitive prices. Enjoy fresh signature subs from Lee's Deli, EBT for your convenience, and plain black or white t-shirts up to 5XL for just $5 every day. Feeling lucky? Join the winners who got their Wisconsin State Lottery tickets at Cristiano's. No gimmicks, just good luck and great deals. Swing by Cristiano Supermarket at 21st and Kearney in Racine.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Delta Dental is proud to sponsor Family Sundays at Helfair Field. Play catch on the field on Sundays from 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. prior to Brewers' regular season home games. Admission is free.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Being young with unlimited energy to burn ever since I turned 40. I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
Well, guys lose their edge when they turn 40. The body has less testosterone. That's why I take Nugenix Total T.
I've heard about Nugenix. That really works?
Since I started taking Nugenix, I'm lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. I feel more energized at work. It's even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try?
Yep, send a text. It's that easy.
Text TIP to 424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. It's the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now and they'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, their newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text TIP to 42424. That's TIP to 42424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Yeah.
is WRJN. Just a superstar group, the Spencer Davis Group. Stevie Winwood at 16 years old, singing and playing keyboards on that song. Here's Stuart J. Waddles now to get you up to speed on what's going on around the world and up your street, WRJN.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Kenosha police were called to Bowes Elementary last week after an 11-year-old allegedly threatened a classmate with a gun and claimed to have thrown out the gun at Columbus Park. Officers located a loaded magazine during their search, but no weapon. Charges are not being pursued by the victim's family. The school district has yet to comment. A big day for Racine Public Works crews is coming up. The department is gearing up for its yearly bridge cleaning, closing the State Street Bridge on Tuesday and the Main Street Bridge Wednesday. The washdowns prevent corrosion. Drivers should prepare for detours during the closures. The Racine County recount in the judge race has led to the same result. Jamie McClendon still claims a win. Incumbent Circuit Court Judge John Fredrickson in the recount gained just 8 additional votes. McClendon, a former public defender turned private attorney, will replace Fredrickson. He was appointed by Scott Walker in 2018. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
WRJN weather. Damp and dreary this afternoon, with rain rolling through and a wind down early this evening. However, high temperatures are stuck to the low 50s with breezy winds out of the north. There's a small chance of some sprinkles tonight, otherwise clearing clouds overnight with a bright and beautiful day tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 48.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's all right. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. Lips as sweet as candy, its taste is on my mind. Girl, you got me thirsty for another cup of wine. Got a bug from you, girl, but I don't need no cure. I just stay affecting if I can for sure. When we're all alone, keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. All the good love, when we're all alone, keep it up, girl, yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling, I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. I'm hooked on a feeling.
news, timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus. Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. Big hit for Herman's Hermits, made number one in the States. But when Herman's Hermits, with Peter Noone as their lead singer, were starting out, they were just another bar band playing around the Manchester area. So I asked Peter Noone about Mrs. Brown, and he had a rather revealing answer.
Well, Mrs. Brown was a song that we used to always do when we did quiet gigs, when you had to do a wedding or a bar mitzvah or, you know, something where there were a lot of older people who really wanted us to play waltzes, you know, and we didn't do that. We were a rock and roll band, so we just ignored them, and when they wanted something really quiet, we would do Mrs. Brown, you know, and we'd change it. Mrs. Silverman, you've got a lovely daughter, or Mrs. Green, you've got a lovely daughter. You know, we'd change it around, whoever's wedding it was.
Love it. Here's Herman's Hermits, Mrs. Brown. They settled on her daughter, WRJN.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. Girls as sharp as her are something rare. But it's sad, she doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough, it ain't no good to pine. She wants to return those things I bought her. Tell her she can keep them just the same. Things have changed, she doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough, it ain't no good to pine. Walking about, even in a crowd, well, you'll pick her out. Makes a bloke feel so proud if she finds that I've been round to see you.
To see you.
Tell her that I'm well and feeling fine.
Thank you.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Timeless Hits means lots and lots of Motown, like the Four Tops.
You're sweet, as a honeybee, but like a honeybee stings, you're gonna let my heart in pain. All you left is a favorite song, the one we danced to all night long. It used to bring sweet memories of a tender love that used to be. Now it's the same old song, but with a different meaning since you've been gone. It's the same shame.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. What day is it? It's Friday. And we're going to celebrate that with a song about Friday. That's the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget. It's by an Australian group, Mate. It's coming up on WRJN about an hour from now.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Dogs and Cream treats your taste buds by serving up hot dog creations that are anything but ordinary. Craving a classic Chicago dog or something wild like a mac and cheese dog or a pretzel dog, they've got you covered. And save room for that velvety custard that'll melt your troubles away. Delicious. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Home Harbor, Racine's premier assisted living community, is where luxury comfort and compassionate care create a perfect place to call home. From fine dining to personal care assistance, Home Harbor has everything you need. With 24-hour secure entrances, peace of mind is always part of the package. Take advantage of their special offer going on now. 1 month free or up to $1,000 off first month's rent. Come see why Home Harbor is the best choice for assisted living. Stop by 1600 Ohio Street for a tour or visit homeharborracine.com.
Spring is here and summer heat is just around the corner. Is your air conditioner ready to keep you cool? A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling provides expert spring tune-ups to keep your system running smoothly, saving you money and preventing costly breakdowns. From air conditioners and furnaces to boilers, ductwork, and commercial HVAC, they do it all, including repairs and installations. Call A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling today, 414-595-5175, or visit their website, mkehvac.com. Schedule your spring tune-up now.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Oh,
tastes as sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Can still draw inspiration from this song, written mostly by McCartney. Hear the Beatles. Let it be WRJN.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Let's spend the night together. Now I need you more than ever. Let's spend the night together now.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Peter King. Expelled New York Congressman George Santos has said he expected to get the maximum sentence for his crimes, and he did, more than 7 years within the past hour. CBS's Michael Wallace.
Santos sobbed as the sentence was announced. He had apologized and asked the judge for mercy, but she said she sensed no remorse. Outside the courthouse, former constituents like Vesu Krishnamurthy applauded the sentence.
His buffoonery was so extreme that it could not be ignored or sane-washed.
Santos pleaded guilty last year to wire fraud and identity theft charges for stealing from his donors to fund his campaign. He was expelled from Congress in 2023. Michael Wallace, CBS News, New York.
The man accused in the ambush killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson is due in a federal courtroom this afternoon in New York. CBS's Ali Bauman.
Luigi Mangione is set to appear in a New York City courtroom today to be arraigned on federal charges. The most severe, murder through use of a firearm, could come with capital punishment.
The latest immigration-related arrests now include a judge. Here's CBS's Scott McFarland.
The FBI director on social media has announced the arrest of a local judge in Milwaukee. Her name is Hannah Duggan, elected about 8 or 9 years ago in Wisconsin. The FBI is alleging that she helped reroute somebody who was in her court who the feds were trying to detain on an immigration issue.
ICE agents later caught up with a man. A lot of moving parts in the Ukraine story. Ukraine's president says Crimea still belongs to Ukraine, not Russia. That comes hours after Time magazine quoted President Trump as saying any possible deal would have to cede Crimea to Russia. Kremlin spokesman says talks between the U.S. and Vladimir Putin were constructive. That was after officials said Ukraine may be responsible for the car bomb that killed a high-ranking official. CBS's Holly Williams.
Russian officials say they have opened